Focus here. Come on. Focus. You can do it. Focus. Sweet soul, right here. Take your time. It's okay. No, no. Don't try to move just yet. Just try to focus on looking at me. No, don't worry about that yet, sweet soul. I'll answer all your questions, so don't worry. Just focus. That's it. That's it. You're doing wonderfully. There you go. There you are. Hello, sweet. No, no. Don't be frightened. Focus right here. Right here. No, no. Right here. Over here. Right here. Right here. It's okay. It's okay. Focus right here on me. It's all going to be okay. Remember, I will answer all of your questions. I know it's all a lot to take in. Just focus right here on me. Good. Yes, yes. That's good. Take a deep breath. Here. Let me help you up. Easy. Take it easy. There you go. No, no. Keep focusing right here on me. Okay. Okay, sweet soul. Calm yourself down. It's okay. It's okay. I'll start answering your questions. Deep breath, okay? I am, well, I go by many names, really. Do what? No, that's not it at all. No, sweet soul, I'm not trying to play a joke. To put it plainly, I have many different names because your kind has many different ways of translating my name. That's right. I'm not human. No, you aren't dreaming, but I do have to say that this is going far better than I anticipated. Well, I say that because I've been watching your timeline for a while now and preparing for you. Yes. I sometimes forget the tiny details and get a bit distracted. My apologies. I am the Reaper. I help souls like yourself. Yes. Yes, sweet soul. That means your ties to the physical form you knew have released. If you wish, you may look back for a moment before we cross. Sometimes it helps. No, you weren't in any pain. You went into what I call the last slumber. You, my friend, are amongst the luckiest I know. You got to ride out your full timeline. It was quite wonderful to watch. Hence why I was so invested to see how it played out. Your ties released so gently, it made my heart so happy to watch. Come, take my hand. Let us take a walk and cross the veil. What's that look for, sweet soul? Why do you look so confused? Oh, you want to know what the veil is? No, it's perfectly fine. I wasn't sure if you knew or not, simply because I don't focus on that particular part when watching a timeline. I see the whole thing from the moment the spark ignites, all the way up until it lights out. I don't get to see what you learn, rather, how you use it to run your course. Does that make sense? Exactly. Exactly. So when I see a soul, such as yourself, finish their course and cut ties with their physical form, I'm there to guide them through the veil between one plane and into the next. Watch your step. That's it. In you go. I'm right behind you. Is this the what? I suppose some call it limbo, but I've never been fond of that term. When one sees it as a place to be stuck, it can instill fear and anxiety. That has never been my intention whenever escorting a soul. Yes, you may stay as long as you like, but it has to be your choice to cross to the other side. And you do have to cross. I just aim for it to be as comfortable and peaceful as possible. Oh, no, 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 sweet soul. That is why I am here to assist you. I answer all your questions and help the transition. You have absolutely nothing to worry about. Most who get stuck, if they get stuck, are souls who didn't quite get to the end of their intended timeline. They were cut short for this reason or that. Oh yes, I can help many souls at a time. You see, like I mentioned before, I'm not human. I never have been. One of my many talents is that I can be in however many places I need to be, all at once. No soul gets less than the exact amount of my time as they need. No, I escort souls from all faiths and religions. I don't cater to just one. No, I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh, I just thoroughly enjoy your inquisitive mind. It's quite refreshing. Do you have any other questions? Yes, you can stay a while, just listen to your gut. It will tell you when it's time to cross. Of course, sweet soul. I'll stay as long as you like. As I said before, I aim to make the transition as comfortable as possible. So if that means a companion to walk with for a bit of solitude, I can provide it all. No, I unfortunately don't know what's on the other side for you. Nor anyone else who crosses my path, but I know a sweet soul when I see one. You can cross whenever you like. If you feel you're ready, you can just walk through the veil to the other side. What's that? Of course we can talk a while longer. I quite enjoy it, if I'm honest. Would you like to share your path with me? I love hearing about the spiritual paths each soul takes. If they're willing to share it, of course. How remarkable. That truly sounds wonderful. And I am so happy that it brought you so much peace. How are you feeling? That's wonderful. You seem comfortable. I just like hearing it voiced. Are you sure? I would be honored to walk with you up to the veil opening. We can take our time, of course. I know it's no small matter in crossing over. I have enjoyed this conversation greatly. I cannot thank you enough. The opening is just a few feet away. Straight ahead. Whenever you're ready. Yeah? You're ready? That's excellent. It has been an absolute pleasure, sweet soul. Safe travels, my friend.